Welcome once again to the Daily Inspiration. And my name is Jody, and I'm glad to be able to be here with you and share some of these messages with you. And today I would like to once again take a look at the Word of God that we have been given. And I want to very much encourage you and myself and all of us that the Word of God is a very precious thing in our midst. There's so many people that have never seen a Bible, never heard the words of God, and some may never see a Bible or own a Bible or hear the words of God. And I just want to express once again that we are tremendously blessed to have the Word of God, and we need to remember that it is a very, very precious thing. And I hope that that will become reality for all of us as we get ourselves closer to the Lord and we hear His voice through His Word. Jesus said, "My sheep know My voice. A stranger they will not follow." And the only way to know His voice is to read the Word of God. That is, to be able to get in and recognize the words of God, and we hear. And that way a stranger will not follow, but we'll follow the voice of our Lord. And we hear His voice in the pages of this book, the Bible, that He has given to us. And so with that, I want to go on to a passage of Scripture, and we'll be looking at Exodus 25, and I'll just give you a brief little history. You know that Israel was the Hebrew people, and they were captive in Egypt for 400 years, and they were in bondage there. And you know the story that how God brought the Israelites out of Egypt with a mighty strong arm, and He destroyed Pharaoh and all his army, and much of Egypt suffered because God was taking His people out, and He wanted to show them that He was the God of heaven. He was Almighty God. Well, now God has raised up Moses to be a leader for the people, and Moses is going to be a spokesman for God, and the people will follow this leader that God has raised up. And we want to take a look at some things that God gave some specific instruction to Moses. They're out in the wilderness, and God is getting ready to establish and set up something that's going to last them for 40 years as they wander around in the wilderness. And I'm going to just be reading Exodus 25, and I'll read a few verses here. I'll probably read to about 22, verse 22. And beginning of verse 1, it says, "And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart, ye shall take my offering. And this is the offering which ye shall take of them, gold, and silver, and brass, and blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine linen, and goat's hair, and ram skins dyed red, and badger skins, and shittim wood, oil for the light, spices for anointing oil, and for sweet incense, onyx stones, and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate. And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall you make it." Now God was being very specific with Moses, and he's telling him, and he emphasized here, "I want you to build this for me, and it needs to be exactly how I show you how to build it." He's going to show him a pattern, and he wants it to be built in a very specific way. And it's very important that Moses obeys here, because there's a reason why God wants it to look exactly like the pattern of what he's showing Moses here. Verse 10, "And ye shall make an ark of shittim wood, 2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the breadth thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the height thereof. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold, within and without shalt thou overlay it, and shalt make upon it a crown of gold round about. And thou shalt cast four rings of gold for it, and put them in the four corners thereof, and two rings shall be in the one side of it, and two rings in the other side of it. And thou shalt make staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold. And thou shalt put the staves into the rings by the sides of the ark, that the ark may be borne with them. The staves shall be in the rings of the ark, they shall not be taken from it. And thou shalt put into the ark the testimony which I shall give thee. And thou shalt make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the breadth thereof. And thou shalt make 2 cherubims of gold, of beaten work shalt thou make them, in the 2 ends of the mercy seat. And make 1 cherub on the one end, and the other cherub on the other end. Even of the mercy seat shall you make the cherubims on the 2 ends thereof. And the cherubims shall stretch forth their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings. And their faces shall look one to another, toward the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubims be. And thou shalt put the mercy seat above the ark, and in the ark thou shalt put the testimony that I shall give thee. And there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubims, which are upon the ark of the testimony, of all things which I will give thee in commandment unto the children of Israel. And there's a couple of things I'd like to just kind of take notice of here. First of all, God has given some very specific instructions here of how to build all these instruments that will be in the tabernacle that they carry around with them. And if you've looked at the tabernacle, you'll see that there's an outer court for people to gather in. There is a place, there's a holy place where there's a table and a lampstand that God told Moses exactly how to build, and he showed him exactly how to set it up. And then there is a curtain there, it's a veil. And behind that veil would be what they call the Most Holy, or the Holy of Holies. And in that place is where God is going to have Moses set up this ark that we just read about here, the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of the Testimony. And inside that ark, we will see, if you read on, you'll see that God mentioned here that he wanted to put his testimony in there. That's the Ten Commandments that God will give to Moses will be placed inside that ark. Later on, some other things will go in there as well, but for the time being, this is what God has established here and told Moses to do. He told him exactly what size to make the ark, and he told him to make it out of a certain kind of wood and overlay it with pure gold, inside and out, and to build rings to put on the corners and staves that would go in through the rings so that the priests could bear the ark. The Levites would carry this. Every time they take the tabernacle down, they would carry the ark, and they would take it with them. And God had very specific instructions also about a seat that was to go on top of the ark. It's called the mercy seat. And here is a great demonstration of the mercy of God. God himself was going to take up his presence there on the mercy seat. On each side of the mercy seat would be cherubims, which are created beings. They're like an angel. And they would be on the left and the right side of the mercy seat, and they would be facing each other, and their wings would be outspread towards each other so that they would almost touch each other in the middle. And this will be a very significant thing, as we'll see later on with some other scriptures. Some of the things that I think will be significant about this very thing that God has done here and the instructions he's given to Moses. And you think, well, so what? That's Old Testament stuff. That's a thing that they did way back then. But I want you to see in verse 22, it said, he told him to build this seat. And he said, there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubims. God is lowering, making himself available to communicate with man. He has decided that he will come and visit the people. He'll have communion with them, fellowship with them. He'll speak to them through Moses, through the priests. And God is providing a way for us as well to receive mercy from him. This is all part of the plan that Jesus was going to fulfill later on about God's mercy, God's provision for us to receive mercy and grace from him. And it's a very beautiful thing that God has done here, and he wants Moses to create this exactly as it should be so that it will line up with his plan and that it will be a type and a shadow of that which is to come. And that's why God was so specific with Moses. He wanted him to build a certain way. It was very important. And Lord willing, we'll take a look at another time. We'll look at some scriptures that I think will point to this very part of what God was designing for his people, and to show them that he was long-suffering and he was willing that none should perish, but he made provision that man could live even though the curse of death was upon him because of sin. And so with that, I'd like you just to kind of keep those things in the back of your mind, and we'll read some scriptures, like I say, on another time that we meet together. And hopefully we'll be able to tie these things together and show what a great plan God had for us. And he's demonstrating it way back, all the way back to the Hebrew children, the children of Israel. And he's showing things that are going to come, and it's all fulfilled in his son, Jesus Christ. And so with that, I just want to let you ponder that and think about that. And Lord willing, we'll look at other scriptures that will encourage us and help us to see what a terrific plan that God has for salvation. Well, God bless you as you meditate on these things today.